And now, James Gravel.
Have you ever wondered what heaven will be like? The Bible tells us that heaven will be a place of purity and righteousness. The Apostle John said in Revelation 21, verse 27, "There shall by no means enter anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life." In heaven there will be no murder, lying, cheating, anger, jealousy, fornication, covetous, or sin of any kind. There will be no courts or prisons. There will be no bolted doors, electric fences, or locked gates. Rather, the faithful of all ages will gather in unity, joy, and peace at the throne of God to sing throughout eternity the song of Moses and the Lamb, Revelation 15, verse 3. The paradise lost of the book of Genesis will have become the paradise regained of the book of Revelation. Heaven will be a happy place. John said, "God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away." Revelation 21, verse 4. In heaven, we will not see a landscape dotted with hospitals, drug rehabilitation centers, or cemeteries. There will be no funerals, widows, widowers, or lonely nights filled with anguish and sobbing. All of these things will have passed away and will have been replaced by the joy of being in God's presence forever. Heaven will be a place of rest. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11, verse 28. When we get to heaven, all our toils and labors will be over. The writer of the book of Hebrews said, "There remains therefore a rest for the people of God." Hebrews 4, verse 9. There will be no more classes to teach, sermons to write, or mission trips to make. There will be no more summer camps or youth rallies for which to get ready. There will be no more food to prepare and deliver to those who are sick, destitute, or grieving. When we get to heaven, the crown of life will be ours.